St. Joe's Q Country 92.7. Late afternoons with Travis Dodge this Saturday night in downtown St. Joe. It is going to be a treat. Trails West, we've got Kelsey Ballerini and the Charlie Daniels Band. And look who decided us to join us on the phone, Kelsey Ballerini. Thank you for giving us some time today. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
We are super excited for the show. We can't wait to see you in concert this Saturday night at Trails West. Everybody can find out the details on purchasing their buttons ahead of time to get them into the whole weekend of the festival on our website, myqcountry.com. Now, Kelsey, I want to talk to you about, of course, you are fresh on the scene of country music. I mean, you've been doing it for a while, but, you know, anytime somebody gets a number one hit, a debut single that goes number one, the first time since Carrie Underwood did it for a female country artist with Jesus Take the Wheel, there's a lot of buzz about you. And how did it all come about with getting your first record deal?
So I signed a publishing deal a couple years ago, and I wrote full-time for a long time, but I really wanted to be an artist. That was always my dream and my goal. And so at the Christmas party, my publishing company and my record label are the same. They're the same company. Mm-hmm. And they had this Christmas party, and they called me up to the front, and they had a big box wrapped. And I unwrapped it in front of everyone, and it was a record deal. And I ugly cried so hard.
Yeah.
There's a video of it online.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that was definitely quite a Christmas gift, probably one of the best ones you've ever gotten, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will never forget that.
So that's how you got your record deal. Of course, your record is out now. It is a fantastic record. You've already done amazing with your first single, and now your second single, Dibs. We'll talk about Dibs in a second here. I want to find out the inspiration from a different track on your current album called Stilettos. How did this come about? I hear there's a story behind this.
There is. So I was on Pinterest one day, and I was on the quote section, and I saw this quote that said, "Girls wear pain like we do high heels, and no matter how bad it hurts, you just see that it's pretty." And I just immediately, that drew me in, and I wrote that song about that quote on Pinterest.
Very cool. Stilettos, it's on her album For the First Time, which, of course, is in stores now. Now, let's talk real quick about your single, your current single, Dibs. All right.
Dibs,
what, when you were writing this, because I read that you had co-written all the songs on your current album, what spurred this one on? What was your inspiration behind this?
So I had the title Dibs in my phone for a while. I loved like the flirtiness of it and the confidence of it. And so, it was actually kind of an accidental write, just like Love Me Like You Mean It was. And it was me and three of my guy friends, and we got in a room after a long day of writing already, and just kind of jammed on it and grooved on it. And we wrote it in like 45 minutes. And I loved the... just the air of it, just the fun, confident, flirty side of it.
You'll find Dibs. All of her other great music is on the album For the First Time, and of course you'll find her in downtown St. Joe this Saturday night for Trails West. More with Kelsey Ballerini coming up here on Q Country.